We started the sugya yesterday of Mansur Mar eating Meiser Shein. And the Gemara said on the base that the reason why he's potter is because Lashon Rashi. Kiderech mitzvasa. Right. So there's mashmois. That's not because of the mitzvah itself, but it's derech mitzvasa. It's orche. Since it's a normal thing, and the normal way of doing it, mele there's no chashem yimashem, but not because of a mitzvah. So the question was in Rashi, why taka isn't there a cheshbin of mitzvah? Why is there cheshbin mitzvah? So the Mishnah we discussed yesterday said because no mitzvah only in the Bailim, not in somebody else. Minuch Chinuch suggested that Bechal is no mitzvah as a sheni. Bechal might be mitzvah as a sheni. It's just a lav bal Bechal say. Maybe if it's just a lav bal Bechal say, then that wouldn't be a svar to pater you. Mitzad achilas mitzvah. Yesh lodin. There could be another svara, which I saw Shmuel wants to suggest, but this opens up a point which is a very, very, very important point in this whole issue here, this whole sugya. And that is that according to Rashi, you stole money. So Ma'is Hasheni, you're mechalad on the bus of a yayin, and then you ate it. So the question is, though, can this chilul work? Does the chilul of the money onto the busser and the yayin, does that pidyon work? Why? What's the problem? Because the money is not his. He stole the money. The money is not his. What's Shaykhil? How do you mechal money? It doesn't belong to you. It's not his. He can't make the chil. So therefore, that's a question over here. Bechal. According to Rashi, he stole money. What's Bechal? How does the kedusha and the money go off and go on to the meat and the wine, and there should be a p'tur of achilas ma'is hasheni? It's not achilas ma'is hasheni. So, because of this question, we'll see maybe the answer to this question, but just off the bat, Rav Shmuel says, oh, so maybe that's taka p'shan Rashi. Maybe that's why there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of achilas ma'is hasheni over here. Why? Because the chilul is takanat chal, and the ma'is remain b'kedushasam, and the meat and the wine does not get the kedusha of ma'is hasheni. But still, so why takan patrim kain? There it says it's derech mitzvasay. That's the normal way of this being done is you have the money, machal the money on meat and wine, whatever it is. That's a normal way of doing it. Now, just because technically in this case it's not chal because it wasn't his, merely he doesn't carry to machal seder, but still it's enough to be considered normal. It's a normal, it's orche, like the Gemara says. So that Rav Shmuel suggested maybe. I think there's room between Chezi and Dani. But he himself asked, and Chayyur the Lashon of Mishnah, a mashma like that. And the Mishnah says, "Ochel Ma'is Hasheni Mishlayim." Right? Wait a second. Mishnah says, "Ochel Ma'is Hasheni Mishlayim." Sounds like you ate Ma'is Hasheni. Not you ate something that looks like it, smells like it, tastes like it. You ate Ma'ase Sheni. Says Mashma, the chil was chal. He ate Ma'ase Sheni. So that he says, Grada, he says, that might not be so shver. I mean, it is shver, but it's not worse than you have in the Meiri. Not that one kasha justifies another kasha, but the Meiri is, it's not a very strange Meiri over here. Right? In the Meiri over here, by Tevel, yeah? The Meiri says, there's a shayla in the Girsa. Yeah, some, we have a Girsa, it's in parentheses over here, Achal Tevel, Maizerishan, yeah? You notice that Girsa? So the Yad Ramah brings down the Girsa and he says, you can't be Gairus it. The Ramah says, Toz Gedoylihi, but Shaykh Bey, Machilas Basar. Right? Last we checked, says the Yad Ramah, cows don't grow. And Mela, it's not Shayach, don't grow from the ground. And Mela, it's not Shayach, Tevel, on cows. Mela, says the Ramah, this Geras is ridiculous. What Shayach Tevel, when it comes to eating Basar? Now, you might want to say, and the Miri has it just said, that maybe when it says, Achal Tevel, Hooray, Shti is Bechal Achila. Shti is Bechal Achila. So maybe the Tevel is going to the wine. Right? The Tevel could be going to the wine. Okay. I just said, Shti is Bechal Achila. Shti is Bechal Achila. Well, sometimes we could refer to drinking as eating. And therefore, maybe, you know, that's how we could squirm out of this problem. And I believe the Miri says that in one shot. Always says, he says, maybe you took the tevel and you bought wine with it. Wine and meat with it. You bought meat with the tevel. Right? And that, right? So, Charya is a very shver teretz. Very shver teretz. Because if you buy tevel, if you buy meat with tevel, The tevel is not in the schalo on the meat, and the meat becomes tevel, right? The tevel remains tevel, the meat remains meat. So it's achal tevel. You didn't eat tevel. You ate something that you bought for the money for the tevel. Makesher, right? But the Miri says that, right? So Shmuel says. So you see that according to Miri, right? And then we have to lav dafka the Mishnah. Mishnah says achal tevel. If you have that gerus, so Miri says, what does it mean? You didn't eat tevel. What did you eat?
Wine.
You didn't eat tevel. You ate meat. But you bought the meat with the tevel. So Mele and Rashi, if we say that Ochel Ma'ase Sheni just means that you took the Ma'ase Sheni and you tried to be paid it, right? You tried to be machal it on the meat, but it, for all intents and purposes, it didn't work because the money is not yours, but still we could say use the lashon of achal ma'ase sheni because it came from the ma'ase sheni. That's how you got the meat for the ma'ase sheni. Top al kapanim. So that might be another approach, another answer for Rashi. Why taka isn't it considered a chilas mitzvah, and why do we have to come on to the svara of orche? But kumuvam, like we said, it's a dachuk, it's very, very, very dachuk teretz, because the Mishnah does say achal ma'aser. It sounds like that the meat received the kedusha of the money. So then we really have to. Then what's oimel lefaneinu is to answer this question of how the chayach taka opinion. How's it shayach opinion if the money is not yours, the money is stolen? So, we could say that maybe it's talking about that there was yish. There was yish, Yesh Shin Rishos. And this brings us back. Oh no. Collective sigh over here. This brings us back to Sukkiyah Zimruba of Yesh Shin Rishos. Yeah? So again, what happened over here? He stole money. Money's my shame. And then he went out and he bought himself a little shepsula with the money. He bought some meat. So let's say it was Yish. The Mela, Yish in Rishos is kinda. So now the Meicher is kinda the money. And he's kinda the meat. So Mela, that's the chil. So you right, that would be the argument to say that your machalal, the kedush of the money on the meat, like always, we take ma'aseh sheni. You buy a shepsel with it. So the shepsel has kedush ma'aseh sheni on it. So here also, it's not yours. There it is. Yishin rishos. That would be the suggestion. But of course, that brings us back to. What's the Yisrael of Yishin Rishos? Okay, what's the Yisrael of Yishin Rishos? How does Yishin Rishos work?
Bam
Kecha. What does Bam Kecha mean?
It's the Raj with Yishin.
That's what it means.
Someone can
pull
up their text. Rajma
Kedushin?
What does Rajma say?
Rajma Kedushin.
Yeah? Not Rajma Kedushin. Getting Kedushin. You can be Nittik Yami, getting Kedushin.
It's basically the same thing.
Why did you ask Myra Kunis? It's the same thing. Ooh, good, Cassie. Okay. It even got Yoni to be quiet, and that's pretty good. Okay, my side. So, Bicker, as the Aron was remembering, there were two basic mahalchim in Yish and Rishos. The Ktzeris spoke about it about a lot. Don't ask me what the Ktzeris is. What?
Shin and Dalet,
I think, no?
Yeah, the two. Those two went together. Those two not going to go together.
Okay, right. That is one with mahalch of the Ramban, the Machamis, that Yish and Rishos Ateros Liyadai. Right? Which means that the reason why Yish is not Kaina is because it's Yisuros Liyadai, because the Ganav, when he got a Bisser, that's as far as the Ganav is concerned. But as far as the Lekeach is concerned, in this case the Meicher, as far as the recipient, shall we call him, is concerned, it's Yish. It's after Yish, but Teras Liyadai, Yehuda. Teras Liyadai. Mela, that's how he's kind of. So it takes away the problem of Teras Liyadai. So this way, stop. It's after Yish. After Yish, that's him, you can be kind of. The only one that can't be kind is the Ganav. The other guy could be kind of. L'chayre, this approach will be difficult to use in our Sugya. Because if it's just Teras Liyadai, then it's true. Maybe the Meicher of the meat will be kainit, but he's not getting it. But it's not Derech Melech Chamekar. In other words, Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, Chil of Ma'aser Sheni is either if you make a Chil, you say the Kedusha Shvichal on something else. Or derech melech chamemker, you buy something, so the kedusha goes off the money onto the thing that you're buying. But l'chayra, if the way it's working here is with yish shin rishos, dahainu, that's like the Ramban, that's teros liyadai. If it's a teros liyadai, so it's like the meicher is getting it from hefker. The meicher is getting it from hefker. Then the chayra, there's no chil. Why is it? Why would that be considered a chil? He's just like he's not getting it from the bayil. He's not getting it from the ghana. He's not getting it from the one that's so it's not a real mekach. He's being zeichem and hefker. I have money. I give you the money, and you give me the object. So that's a mekach hefker. Here it's not really mekach hefker. You're getting it from betzim kilu from hefker. You're getting a yish. You're getting it from hefker. You might not realize that. You don't know that it's stolen. But the ma'aser leave them is you're not really. It's not really a mekach. Leave them is not really a mekach. But this might have to do with the discussion that we were down by Richus, Lagabe Kedushin, Lagabe Kitcha Begezel, or Kitcha Besurana, where she is a Cholesh Bezakana and she could be Nana. We had the whole discussion about that. And the Lashainis of the Rishainim, as was mentioned before, there's something sticks, you know. that says Rishayim say Elashin, most Rishayim say Elashin, that since she's kind of it, he's kind of her. Dainu by Yish Shin Rishos, since she's kind of the money, even though the money is not his, but since she's kind of the money, he's kind of her. Because he is Shin Rishos, so she's kind of the money. So even though the money is not coming from him, but we say that by Kedushin, the money doesn't have to be coming from you. As coming from you meaning that it's your money and you're losing money and she's getting your money. As long as she's getting something because of you, that's enough to make Kesef Kedushin. And who adin, possible, at least, that by Surah Hanah, which is a Chayel Shinesh Basakana, so therefore, even though you're not losing any money in Surah Hanah, and Surah Hanah is Ein Shalah even, but still, since she's getting Hanah, that's enough. Over there, maybe there's a Svar of the Ritva, and maybe doesn't have a Tyrus Damim, Surah Hanah, that might be a Zaytika problem over there, why the Kedusha might not work by Surah Hanah. But the principle is that by Kedushin we saw that Beferish and Rishayim, that the fact that she's getting money because of him, that's enough. It's enough for Kesef Kedushin. That was the what we saw in many, many Rishayim. Even though the Achrayim didn't learn up all those Rishayim necessarily like that, Davin Mum, etc. But the way we came out, that's the Chari, the Iker, Mahalach, and the Rishayim. And therefore, so now we can be done. Does that work by mecha also? Meaning, we see it works by Kedushin. As long as she's getting money because of me, even though I didn't lose any money, and it's not my money, right? But since she's getting money because of me, that's enough against Kedushin. So Yesh Ladan, can that work? Let's say, would that be considered mecha mamker also? If it's considered Kesef Kedushin, right, so one could argue, maybe that would be enough to be considered money for Mecha Mamkar. So just like the Kesef Kedushin, the fact that you're getting money because of me is enough to make Kedushin. So it could be a Mecha Mamkar also. The fact that you're getting money because of me is enough that should be considered a Mekach. If it's considered a Mekach, maybe it would help for the Chilul as well. And that could be an approach to explain, to answer this question that we raised today, and that is, if the money is not yours, then how the shaykh chill? How the shaykh chill? Gemara says that's Venena. We're asking Yoel. It's Venena. Sometimes you have to do.
Can't not be Venena.
Sometimes you have to do things which aren't right. Say it. That's Venena. Anyway. The other approach, the more simple approach, would be to say, like the Rashba, if we say, I mean, some of you want to learn these Lashon Hashanim, that who can I say, whatever, I say, Kilo, the Rashanim are saying that, and that the Rashba did say that, Beferish, it's got to be hektish, how can you, it's got to be that question, how can you makdish something? Yishin Rishos. How could you makdish it? Hektish could be kind of Yishin Rishos. But where's the how could God have makdish it? That the Rashba said famously, the Ban Ke'echa. That Yishin Rishos, is, Kilo becomes his, together with him being makdish. It becomes his at the same time when he's being makned. So in that case, whatever the hesber of that is, but that Rashba did say those words, the male of his head, it's even more pashit. Because we said Yishin Rishos, the Ganav is also kind of with Yishin Rishos. It's not just that the Yish makes it available for the recipient to be kind of, because that's the Yish, there's no problem with Sirus the other. Rather, we say that The Ganav is actually making the Shinu Rishos, because together with the Shinu Rishos, he's kind of male, he's talking the one that's being mocked, there's a Knof and the Ganav over here. A Knof and the Ganav. That's true, then that would be more simple why it would be considered a chilul over here, because with the Yish Shinu Rishos, the money becomes the Bensarim Myris, together with him being magnet, the Mela, then it's a Pashtachil, and the meat becomes, has the Kedusha, the Ma'ezer Sheni, and that would explain why there's Kedusha, the Ma'ezer Sheni, on the meat, even though the Ma'ez did not belong to him. But then we make it a kipta. They were talking about Dafka Lacha Yish. Fine. Now, yesterday we raised another question. And that is the question that if Ma'ezer Sheni is Mama Gavaya, Chagas Tanoyim, Hashem's Mom Gavaya, Ram Paskins, Targimu Yudzayin, my Hashem's Mom Gavaya. And Mela, if Hashem's Mom Gavaya, then how you, what's it, Sara Ben Sara Meir? What if Kamad's not Orche, Gan Shkol Teiru, Mitzvah, Orche, right? Kamad's Orche, Ram says Mitzvah. Shaila Rambam, right? Ram puts together the mitzvahs. Ram puts it in the middle of the mitzvahs. So Shaila, does Rambam mean mitzvah? There's a reason why Ben Ma'ezer Sheni is not Yinar Ben Sarim Mar because of mitzvah? Or does Rambam really mean like Rashi, like Orche? And he just, the Chemisha said, maybe he just puts it together mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, but that's him. Lomdis is like Rashi, as Orche. Or no, the Rabbaz Mashm and the Rambam is talking about mitzvah. The Venus V, either which way is a question, when it come on to that? Chayr doesn't start. Ma'ezer Sheni is Mama Gevaya, so it's not the father. It's not the father. You didn't steal anything. If you didn't steal anything, the whole Ben Sarim Bar doesn't start. Come aboard the next mission of an Ayin Aleph. He has to be Gona Mishal Abed. He has to be Geneva. We'll see over there. How do we know it has to be an Eva? Whole discussion about that. But bottom line, alright, Metzari Meir, there's even the Puffman saying an Eva, but Maisa has to be his Gana Mishalab, Mishnah said. It's the Gana Mishalab. So Mail over here is not Gana Mishalab. That was the big question. So yesterday, Suli said a very nice teretz. based on the Taisvis in Bava Kama, that said that Gabe Chilul, Ma'is Hasheni, the someone else can't do it because he has a schos, some type of schos at least to eat in Yerushalayim, even if Ma'is Hasheni is Mama Gavaya, Sarev the Bayim has a schos to eat in Yerushalayim, someone can't come and say, oh, it's Mama Gavaya, so I want to go take it to Yerushalayim. Well, why? It's not yours anyway, it's Mama Gavaya. So we say, no. The Bayim is one that has a schos to eat in Yerushalayim. Amel, if that's true, so maybe that's enough that you consider Gazela. The father, whose Ma'is Hasheni it is, he's the one that has a schos to take it up to Yerushalayim. Amel, if the son is stealing it, it's Takachal. A gazela had a shame gozel, a male charged the parasha men sarimbar. That was the first mahalach we said yesterday. Another mahalach that everyone says is based on Reb Chaim. Does someone have a sheet? Yes. And there are a number of achrayim that say it on their own, or be not from Reb Chaim, that this that we say, Yehuda, this that we say, that Ma'is Hasheni is Mamum Gavaya, doesn't mean that, just kidding. Doesn't mean it's Mamum Gavaya. Really, it belongs to the Bible. Narvas, the Gemara says in Kedushin, you can't be Kajanisha with it. That doesn't mean because it's not his. It means because since there's Kedusha on it, so the Kedusha doesn't allow you to do things with it. It only allows you to eat in Yerushalayim. So this is the Torah Zerayim brings this down from Reb Chaim. The Biskarov in Zvachim Davav also brings Nam Shem Chayim. And they bring a raya from the Rambam. They bring a raya from one Rambam. It's actually a raya from another Rambam. Another potential raya, but they bring the raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perakei Halach and Dalit. The Rambam passes is the dinner of Meir. Ma'is Hasheni's mamon gevaya and can't cash an issue with it. But it's very interesting the way the Rambam describes this halacha. Here's the halacha hey. No, sorry. Whatever. Fake that one. Kitchen Ma'is Hasheni, Ben B'Shoigig, Ben B'Mezer, Ein Mekadeshes. Right? Ramal, that's the Sugis and Kedushin. Ein Mekadeshes, because Ma'is Hasheni is Mamun Gavaya. Says the Rambam, very interesting. Lefisha Ein Loi Lasa is Boy Sha'or Chveitzov, Ad She is Chalal. Very strange Rambam. Rambam says, why is Gush not Chal? So if you'd asked me, if I knew what the Rambam said in Paragim Aloch Yitzayin, the Ma'is Hasheni is Mamun Gavaya, he asked me, why is Gush not Chal? Because it's not my money. Right? Like the Gemara says, it's Mamun Gavaya. And therefore it's not Chal. Right? Ram doesn't say that. What does Rambam say? Gans Shikhtaira. Fish ain lay lasa is boy, shark veitzov. Achi is chal. Shenem be mais lashemu. Be maisa, it says lashem, which means it's designated. It's designated for Hashem. The hainu, mais Hashem is designated to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's designated to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And therefore, The kedusha is not. Therefore, says the Rambam, ain't la lasa shar chveitza. You can't use it for other things. The side of mamun gavaya, the side of mamun gavaya is that you can't use it for other things. The kedusha, it's earmarked. Yeah, the kedusha is mechayim. They go ahead and bring it to Yerushalayim. That doesn't allow you to mikash an issue with
the money.
What?
With the money.
The money is a shiny. All the money. What's the difference? Money is the money. The money is a shiny. Pay is my shiny. Same thing. It's not a game here. Drama's talking about my shiny. Samela's like a b'chaim. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? That's when we say Ma'is Hashem, Mama Gavaya, fake news, not true. That's him, it's Mama Hadid. That's him, it belongs to the Bible. Elamai, he has limitations because of the Kedusha, he has limitations of what he could do, what he can't do. And that's what we say it means Mama Gavaya. So you can't cash an issue with it because it has a certain yield, a certain. It's earmarked for a certain thing. It has to be, and certain, because it's Kedusha, certain things have to be done with it. You can't just do whatever you want with it. Lameila, that's where you can't cash an issue with it. It's where you can't cash an issue with it. But not that Be'etzim, it's not yours. Not that Be'etzim, it's not yours. Azay, Zakr B'chayim, Pshat, and Rama. Danny, you have a question?
As we're saying, it's really the
Mamun Gavaya. Yes, when we say Mamun Gavaya, it doesn't really mean Mamamish Mamun Gavaya. It means it's Mamun Gavaya because since it has Kedusha, you have to do a certain thing with it. Therefore, we call Mamun Gavaya, means you're limited in what you're allowed to do with it, and now we're calling it Mamun Gavaya. But the Etzim Bailas, we say, belongs to the Bible.
What does it mean as Bailas? Can't do it. If you can't make a kashrus, you can't do it. What's the definition of
pelus? Bailus means that it's yours, and no one can take it away from you. No one can steal it from you. You have limitation in your bailus, but it's yours. Wait one more second, you'll see it. You see an afgamina because the Rambam in Paragimel Mehilchus. Meiser Shani. What does Rambam say? Per Gimel Loch Chav Dalit. Meiser Shani Benetner and Vay. See, Loch Yud Zayin, Rambam says, Meiser Shani Mon Gavar Yishanem Al Hashem Hu. I think I ain't a nickname of Matana. Yeah. But in Aloch Abdal, he says, okay, in Aloch Yitzayin, he told you, it's my Zashen, Lashem, Lashem who? Right, which Raman Hilch's Kedushin said, that just meant that you can't do what you want with it. What is right in Aloch Abdal? Farbi Irish, Maisa Mama Gavaya, Lefikach, Ani Aymer, Shagain, my Zasheni, Eine Mishalein, Gimel Chav Dalin. The figure on the Yomish, I'm going to my Zasheni, Aine Mishalim Dashlume Kefil, Vagoyz Loy Aine Mishalim Chaymish. Yeah, says the Rambam, since I told you it's Mamun Gavaya, the male is no din Chaymish, there's no din Kefil. It's the Smayit. Oh. Now, says the Radvaz, there's no din Kefil. What about Karen? What about Karen? You know, someone steals Ma'is Hasheni, yeah? And he eats it. So, no kefil. Or even if it's banned, no kefil. What about Karen? Does he have to pay Karen? Says the Radvaz. The b'chol hani re'eyu k'siv v'loy hekdish aval hakerim b'shalem the moment she'esh v'toivin hu. You hear Radvaz Rabbi say? Says Radvaz, there's no kefil, why re'eyu? That we remember from Baba Kama. Re'eyu v'loy shel hekdish. Re'eyu v'loy shel hekdish. Re'eyu v'loy shel hekdish. that since it does say Lashem, okay, it does have that Yichud Lashem, and which means that it has Kedusha, and therefore, to some extent, it's not his. It's Lashem. And therefore, you're right, you know, it's a Chiddush, because we could have said Reb Chaim shoot himself in the foot, because once you say that it's his, then the Chayra, you should have to pay Kefal. But we'll say no. That's a Chiddush in Rambam over here, that even though technically it's yours, Yehuda, even though technically it's yours, but since Soif Kosoif, it's Lashem, it's Irma Hashem, and has a certain Kedusha to it, therefore, the Miyah that we have, Re'eyu, V'lo Yishal Hekdesh, applies. It's true, Fir B'chaim is a very Bechidish. Fir B'chaim is a very Bechidish to say that it's not Re'eyu. But that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. That's what Rabbah says, it's Re'eyu. Oh, so Me'el Zok Rabbah, that's dafka by Kefo, right? But Karen, he says there is, and even there being Rabbaz, he says, why is the Karen the Mamon Sheish LeTayven Hu, right? It's Mamon Sheish LeTayven. Nahinu Yehuda, that the Bailim is a Taveya over here, right? Why is he Taveya? So you see, even the Rabbaz itself, right? The Bailim is a Toveya. He is a Toveya. How is he being a Toveya if it's not his? Right? So you see in the Ravaz, they have this dichotomy over here. That on one hand, it's somewhat Mamma Gavaya. After the Kach, we say Re'eyu V'lo Yishal Hekdesh. On the other hand, it's his, that the Ramadan, we say the Batsam Kedushin should be Chal. The only reason why it's not Chal is because Lashem tells me that you are limited in what you can do with it, but it's enough that you're a Taveya, and therefore you have to pay Karen. So now that's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim B'das HaRambam. So Fizeh. It's Miyoshev, the question that we're being bothered with over here. Yeah? We have a big problem over here. If my Tashen is Mamma Gavai Yehuda, so where's the stealing from the father, Bechal? The answer is very simple. Fear of Chaim, obviously the Kasha doesn't start. The Fear of Chaim, even though my Tashen is Mamma Gavaya, but Mamma Gavaya doesn't mean Mamma Gavaya. Mamma Gavaya means that you have limitations in what you're allowed to do with it. Mamma Gavaya means you have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. You have to bring Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim. And you can't Mekashanish with it. You can't do a lot of things with it. And you putter from Kefal because of that. But you can't tell me you didn't steal for the father. Saif Kol Saif, as we see in the Rambam, right? Someone else steals, it's Chayiv Karen, right? So it is considered stealing. You don't need to be Chayiv Kefal in order to be Ben Sarah Mar, right? As long as we see in the Rambam, it's considered gosling. You have Karen, the Chayiv Karen has a Shem Gosel. Mamela, you know, Maes is a Shem, the Mamam Gavaya, this is a Fadins that we have with this Reb Chaim, that the Firm Chaim is kasha of that if it's Mamma Gavaya, it's not stealing. No, Firm Chaim kasha doesn't stop. The second Eretz. But that's only if he Chaim Pshat Rambam. Oh, the third Eretz, maybe the most simple Eretz is, and that is based on the Gemara later, on the Fayin Aleph. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayiv, and sorry, Meir is not chayiv, unless he steals something that was belonging both from both his parents. Achi yignoi mishal aviv umishal imai. That's the sheet of Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And Kama says, you have to steal from your father. Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be me aviv umi imai. So in fact, the Gemara, Imai Minola, where does his mother have money? Mashakonsa Isha Kanabala. So she doesn't have money. How is a child a chetimsa of money that belongs to your father and your mother? What about Nechse Malot?
But
the father has, the husband has came to Paris. Okay, when we we'll answer all questions when we get there. Mitzvah.
Oh, why is
there
an answer?
What?
Why is that
the Gemara doesn't say that. They say, look, Gemara doesn't give that parents.
No, Rabbi's answer that
can't be. Say it, Khabib, say it. Why not? Okay, so what I want for this Gemara is like this. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Mesu'uda Hamuchenes La'aviv Ulimai. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Rashi. With May Suda Hamuchanes, Shahayu Mois Muchanim, Liknois Mehem Suda, Love Limoi, Kivin Lakachan is Damnu, Mishalima Karina May. Yeah, there was some money put aside. Tati and Mamu were going out to eat. Yeah, there was their anniversary, they're going out to eat. It has $100 sitting there. Take it to go out, and then he stole that money. So since the money was there, was earmarked for both of them, for the suda of both of them, therefore it's enough to consider shall of shall imay. Tosh in the Gemara. The Gemara goes all the terms also. Akapan, what do we see from this Gemara? That this whole idea they have to steal from the father and maybe from the mother, right? The Gedarim are very weak. Yeah, it doesn't have to be mamish the fathers and the mothers in order that it should be considered stolen from them. The I know the money is earmarked for their food. Shkoyach. It's not the mothers, right? El mayno, meaning, but the point, in other words, that the idea is you stole their food, you stole their money, which is earmarked for them, and you took it. That's the rishus over here. The rishus is he stole for your parents. Yeah, does it mean that technically it has to belong to them? Not necessarily. As long as it was, your mother doesn't have money. Has she have money? No. It was earmarked for their suda. That's enough considered. You stole their money. So Mela, Cain, that's a simple teretz. So Maisa Shani, Mama Gavaya, right? But even if you say, not like places that in Baba Kama, you have some type of schus moment, the Lagabe. Yeah, to eat a Beirush Lion. Saif goes Saif, no matter what, it's the Bailam is one that takes Beirush Lion, right? It's definitely earmarked for the Bailam, right? The Bailam is one that's supposed to take the Maizu Shein and eat it and bring the Beirush Lion and the money to buy whatever he wants with it, right? Not whatever he wants, food. Yeah? So Meila, if we say that the money that's Mukhan for the Suda of the mother, Yehuda, is called money stealing from the mother Yehuda MK. Then you guys are learning the sugis in the second Seder. Chai Misfa Chai this kind of thing. The Mela.
She said.
The Mela. The Mela. The Kash doesn't start Luchayra. We see that stealing for the father, stealing for the mother, as long as it's mute for them, that's enough. So Mael Kalavada by Maisa Shani, Nus Mama Gavaya, minimally it's mute for the father. And Mela, Lechayra Fizeh, the Kasha doesn't really start. The Kasha doesn't really start that Lechayra, you're not stealing for the father if it's Mama Gavaya.
Was it for the mother as well or no?
It's irrelevant. We're not talking about. We're not discussing that now. We're not discussing it. We're showing an idea from there. We don't argue. We don't hold the SB the model. It's not the issue right now. What?
Let's say you stole the
ksuba. Stole the ksuba, the piece of paper.
Then sold it.
Okay. Why are we asking all these questions now?
why is this question relevant to us right now? You want without being considered for the mother?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to hang out right now. So, the mother doesn't give that answer. Okay, fine. That's as far as Ma'aseh Sheni is concerned. Look, Gemara. Amar Rav Zera Tartima Zeni Deyamau Tashikofa Reisi V'yayinim Nimsa Kaifa Afabasa Nimsa Tima Is Chatzimana. Reisi said you need Monabasa and Lugyayin. So must be when Tanakama said, Tanakama was half the amount of wine, he's also half the amount of meat. Rashi, Tel Shkafa Biasi Biayin, the Kama Tanakana, Chatzi Lug Vaman Lug, Kafal Nami Basa Bahav Mana, the Kama Shnei Tartim. Omer Chana Bar Molda, Omer Huna, Ene Chai Bachi, Ikach, Basa Bezol, Yechel Yayin Bezol, Yishte, Tachsim Zoyal Vasay, Omer Chana Bar Molda, Omer Huna, Ene Chai Bachi, Yechel Basa Chai, יש דה יין חי איני ורבי רבי יסי דם שווי הוא אוכל בוס החי כי הוא רואה מיט פשוס יין חי נון מוזג יין אין נס מסוי מהר מבינו יין חי מוזג לא מוזג בוס החי בושל לא בושל בוס הקיבה דאחלי גנבי סז רשי יין בזול אבל יויקר לא שכיח לי מויס לבנו וכולה היי לא ממשה. If it's really expensive wine, chances are he's not gonna have money for that. It's not gonna last. This addiction is not gonna last. Zaylo, loshin zol, v'smachta l'milsa. Obviously, zaylo v'sayva means fressing. It doesn't mean loshin zol, but the smachta, we say, it has to be cheap. Molda shem aviv. Yain chay mamshach b'nei shem meshubachu. Kamei muki lo b'mazik b'mazik. It's not very diluted. If it's very diluted, then it's not. Like Mark talks about, right? Diluted wine is three portions water, one portion wine. That's quite diluted. It's not like not going to get you drunk. You have to drink a lot of wine of that to get you drunk. But that because in time of Gemara, that was that they used to drink that stomach. That was like their coke. So obviously that's why it was more diluted, Mistama. But anyway, the point is, if it's Ben Sari Myra, it can't be fully diluted. Amarvina. Sorry. Basachai. If I come on, Bashle Bashle, Zuimina's Ghana. The Maher. He's in a rush. He doesn't wait till it's fully cooked. Al Basha Shapir Loy Mamshach Lemeva. Kai Gan, the Fishim Tarek Shu Ghana, Vaisa Beseis, or Ele Shayas. But if he's eating, Vaisai. If he's eating fully cooked meat, then since he's stealing it, right, so he's got to eat it fast, as he shouldn't be caught. So Mela, if he's eating it, a well-done steak, then and we're not going to have an argument whether medium rare or well-done. That is not going to be the discussion. I just said we're not going to be discussing it, so you're going to start discussing it. And then he wonders.
I missed the point. There's the word now.
Amar Avina. Yain chai the kamar avuna, mazuloi mazuloi. Fuki heiched the nasal of a maim harbe. Habish reb neyadam, shayis and kain. Besayb kasoy, if it's not mamshach, it's not chashiv. It's not meshubuch, Rashi said. Basa kiba da'achli gandhi. Kviyav b'gacholim. Nechfasi b'ervin. Nich b'nech b'zach, lafuki kvava. The light. So we see that, meaning it's meat they're cooking on the coals, barbecue, and it's cooked or not cooked. Basa maliach v'yayin up. Fine. The Taisav is Meir, Chaybach Mazel and Mazel, Ginyan Zem, Farish Beritam. Yudvarim Nemru, Chayshal Bracha, Sugya, Shleish Achlu, 10 things in Chayshal Bracha, Chad Menai, Chay, Makshinan, Tamin Hakam Maid, Makshal Bracha, Shem Bevarch, and all of Achi, Eat and Sech Amayim, Farish Beritam. So what does it mean, Chay? Farish Beritam, the Chay, who Mazel, Loi Mazel. Like over here. Okay. Look more right. Rabba, Rav Yehesed, Amit Havayu. Ochel Basa Maliach, V'shasi Yayim Megito, Ein Asim Et Sarim Mar. Rashi. Basa Maliach, V'yayim Megito. So if you have salted meat, or Yayim Megitai, like grape juice, Lachashiv Yilay Mamshach. Tan Hasam, Erev Tisha B'Av. We have another place where there's limitations in what's called Bas and what's called Yayim. Tan Hasam, Erev Tisha B'Av, Layech Adam B'Shnei Tavshilin, Layechal Sudam Sekes, you now leave two Tavshilin. Now leave two Tavshilin. Shaila when if they're always made together, if they have like pasta and cheese. Is that called one? Is that called two? But Layaychal Maliach, Layaychal Maliach, I'm sorry, Layaychal Basilish the Yayin. The Tana, Havlaychal Hu, Basil Maliach, Vashayas Yayin Megidai. Basil Maliach at Tab, what's called Basil Maliach? How old is it? I'm Rabbi Chanina, Barkana, calls man, Shu Kishlamim. The amount of time you can eat the shlamim, yayin megita at kama calls manchu taisis tanya, yayin taisis emem shem giloi. You're not worried about nechashim. It was uncovered. Kama tzisasa yishleishi yamim. So that we have over there. Gemara wants to know hachamai is the gather of how old the meat is that it loses its flavor. Is that the gedder we find by Sudma of Sekes? Is that the same gedder by Betzarim Meir or not? Hasim Mishum Simchu calls Man Shukishlamim. Nami is Besimcha. As long as it hasn't passed 2 days and a night, then it's still Mesamech. So therefore, it's a problem by Sudma of Sekes, because it's Talian Simcha. Hachim Mishum Mimshuchehu, B'chol Shulay Mimshach. The yayin ad mem yayin. Over here, it's shaila being mamshach. So for that, it has to be mamish fits. If it was overnight, remember, overnight means overnight non-refrigerator. The male loses its time already overnight, and the wine, even if it's 3 days old, that's still not considered wine. It has to be at least 40 days old. That should have some. It should be good wine. That's the Gemara Kepshutai Lefi Rashi. See, the problem is going to be with the Rambam who doesn't say it. Let's see Rashi. Kol Zman Shuk Shlamim Shlei Ovar Olav Zman Achila Shlamim Shnei Yom Vlai Lechot Adayin B'lach L'chusai Hu V'laikri B'liach. So Rashi seems to be assuming that the Bas Shlamim is also salted. Like Abraham may have pointed out this morning that if they didn't have refrigerators, they leave meat out for 2 days, not going to be very good. So then maybe if you weren't planning on eating it right away, you have to salt it, and that at least preserves it a little bit, that it could stay, it makes it edible at least in a day or two. Al Kapanim, so we say that if it's up to 2.5 days, then it's still has lachluchas, still moist of the meat. The meat's still moist. It's not called maliach, as she says. Musamech asalei. It still has the power of simcha. Yayim musamech. Baser is also musamech. Where do we see a baser musamech? It says the chak shlam chal v'sham v'samachta. We see the chila shlam and v'simcha. In the zman of bayis, the chiv simcha v'samachta v'argecha. The chiv simcha was baser shlam. That's how you makai the mitzvah of v'samachta v'argecha. Alma bar simchu. Abba, basa hachi,
have maliach, the nechlaf tamay the molchay. So it loses its flavor. After 2 days, it loses its flavor because of the salt. Rashi's mashma, because of the salt.
And then the salt you're going to have to add to preserve it further?
What? The fact that it sits there in the salt, that itself takes away the flavor. As a matter of fact, Rashi in kindness, Kaflamid, he could have said a little different. He sounds like it that doesn't even have a shame buster. A buster maliach. Rashi over here says a kama, a buster gomur, we have a buster maliach, calls manchu kishlamim. So I shall be melach, elishne yom vlaylecha, it's manchu kishlamim. Because by basar, by shlamim, it's called basar. The miyachel yachel mibsar zevach hashlamim. That means kolzman. It's within the 2.5 days. It's still called bsar zevach shlamim. Tveile ashkan the mikri basar. Ashkan the mikri basar. Rashi says shatam nifsal. Then Rashi goes klenech weiter. It sounds like it doesn't even have a shem basar. It loses because of the salt. When it's salted so much. For so much time, it loses Shem Basa. Here Rashi just talks about Nechlav Tama. Here we're talking about more about the Tam. Simcha. Akapanim. So Rashi says, it's totally in. In the fact that it's salted, right? The reason why we say it loses its Shem Basa, loses its flavor, is because of the salt. The Beis Yosef, the Tavkuf Nunat, Nun Beis.
Are people talking about when it's 2 days and 1 night? Or the one's talking about?
Who? Rashi and Tainis, it's talking about the exact same, case. They were talking about over there by the petition. No. So the Beis Yosef brings down, that when the Torah over here says, "Vakam nikra ainim maliach, basa maliach mutter," by Sudam Abasekis, "Vakam nikra basa maliach," the Farsh B'Gemara calls Matru Kishlamim, it's like, "Obra le, yeis mishne yom and vlai lecha." "Kam be'elch, it's batal timer." It's batal timer, the Torah says. The Beis Yosef says, "Gam ze sham, l'chayit mishah." Oh, so when does the clock start ticking on these 2 days? He says, the chayit b'shash and ishchat meninan hanishne yamin. That is actually in dag and tais like that, the smack. It's totally in, as soon as you shecht it, 2.5 days later, zeo, that meat you're allowed to eat. Rashi perish, the asha b'melach koi, right? Chayit perish of magit, baran. Yeah? So the Beis Yosef is mashma that the machloek is here. The Rashi says it's totally in the melicha. Like we said, the Rashi says it's the salt that affects the taste, not the fact that it's not fresh. He says Taisu says it's totally in the shechita from the time of the shechita, not the salting. Could Rashi Beis Yosef and the Daik and Rashi? It's totally when you start salting, 2.5 days after you start salting it. That's when it loses its shem basad. That's when it loses the flavor. But the Prisha wants to say that, and that's really Medukim Rashi, because according to Rashi the whole time stresses it's the salt that affects the flavor. But the Prisha lobbed off his Rashi, and he says Rashi means a chiddush. It's a chiddush that even though you salt it, and that preserves it, so therefore you might think the time should be longer. So we know the salt in itself. That takes away the time. But avada, let's say you don't salt it, right? You keep it 2.5 days. That's a fact that it's just out there, yeah. That itself is enough to take away the time. That itself is enough that it should be considered not butter anymore. Now, in the Rambam.
when he quotes our Gemara, Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, I said yesterday that I'm not saying it's Halacha. The Rambam means this halacha. Sorry, halacha dalet. Acha basar chai, v'shasa yayin chai, potter. Shezek karihu. They know the yochelim mashach mezeh. Just to have, it's a one-time deal. It's not something that's gonna keep up. V'cheinim acha basar maliach. That's yayin chai. We saw v'cheinim acha basar maliach. Yayim shlishi l'mlichasai. He also says l'mlichasai like Rashi. Right, the Meduik, he makes a point of it, Prada. Seems to be stressing. Limlichasa, he says, right? Oy, sheshasa yayin mekitai, potter. Sheinan yachal, limoshech, bezeh. So Rambam says, you're not going to be nimshach from this type of meat and this type of wine. Oh, so everybody asks, Chayram is a pella. Hooray! The Gemara by us. Ask the question that by Tisha B'av, Sudma Pesekes, it's Tali in Shlamim. What's called Basam Aliyach? 2.5 days like Shlamim. What's called Yayin? Yeah, what's called Yayin Megitai? What's called Yayin Megitai? The first 3 days. But the Gemara says, what's it then? Does that apply to the Tzarev Meir? Or no, there it's Simcha, here it's Mimshach, and Meila, even less time salted. And Rashi said until the next morning. If you leave it overnight, it's already, there's no Ben Sarimar. And the Yayin, even after 3 days, there's no Ben Sarimar. It's not good wine yet. That's the way it has to at least ferment at least 40 days, according to Rashi. So that's Rashi gets it for the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara changed. Actually, we never read the Rashi. The same thing, the wine has to be at least 40 days, has to ferment. So, what's found in the Rambam? The Radvaz wants to suggest that when Gemara says, Hachamai, over there's Mishum Simcha, right? Over here's Mishum Shulchei, and or not, meaning the Gemara's Mesopik. The Gemara says, Hachamai, Hasa Mishum Simcha, Hacha Mishum Shulche, Chol Shul Loi Mamshech, the Gemara didn't say it, the Gemara has a question. Hachamai, the Gemara wasn't Parish B'Shaila, the Gemara wasn't Parish B'Shaila. So maybe that's why the Rambam says that the Shir is Yayin Megitta, like Yayin Megitta, 3 days. And Bas is telling Shlomo. But the Rabbaz said, Akati Kashli, Apsak Rabbein, if you tell him it's a Bidli, if the Gemara is Mesupik about it, and the Gemara is not Paishit, yeah, then we should pass them the Dinah Fashis, Lakul. Safik Dinah Fashis is Lakul. If the Safik, whether he's been Sari Meir, if he eats meat that was overnight, right? It's a suffix. Rama says, we kill him. Chari says, suffix in the fash, it's cool. That's the Radi Bayib Shver. So, Mai says, the Bach over here has a different mahalach. And the Bach is also coming to answer the similar problem we have with the Ravia. Because the Torah over here brings down the Ravia. Ravia Ezri, not Rav Shach. Rabbi Ezri Pirish
Mishun v'shlamim ksiv simcha. Chivin sh'ava olav zman shlamim. Less be mishum simcha. That's why it's talian shlamim, it's talian simcha. And Erev Tisha B'Av is talian simcha. Amir nam gen ben sarim ma'ira. Quotes our Gemara. Dein chayim al basar shulchu shlamim. Sheyesh b'ay simcha. Umam shich basrei. Vamarava. Achal basar oif. Ein nasim ben sarim ma'ira. The Gemara coming up tells us that by chicken, there's no ben sarim ma'ira. It means that Gemara Chagiga, it's Simchas Yom there with chicken. That's the whole Shaila. You have a Sudas Mitzvah, can you serve chicken or not? You have to serve meat by Bris. I'll go on to Shaila about that. Yot Zoyif, Hashem Em Simcha. B'kol Hanim Ashma, do what they're not, B'sud Em Sekes. You're allowed to drink, you're allowed to eat, that's the whole Shaila. You're allowed to eat chicken, B'sud Em Sekes. It's not a gay toss because for Shua Shechal, but for the Svardim from Rosh Chodesh, we're not eating chicken and meat. Oh. So the Torah argues that even though there's no simcha, yeah, Shalom Mishim is simcha levad, El Gdei Laharba is evil. Says the Torah, what are you telling me it's telling in simcha? Stam. He's supposed to be marba avelus on Erev Tisha B'Av. It means a raya. Yeah? Sharei, Hare Ovo. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to drink wine. At the Gemara, I don't know if anyone saw the Dagar of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tenu Sheikh Loivin, the Yayin Lemari Nefesh, that Loinivra, Yayin Ba'ilam, Elanachim Avelim, Velosim Schar Lerushayim. Why do we have wine in this world? Fenichim Avelim. The guy, the Nabuch, the Lailani, he's an awful, he's depressed. Lefuch Etzare, Rashi says. That's what wine is there for. I'll have a lot of drink wine. Adarabba. So why can't you drink wine and zoom up seconds? Elamai, that fakarit by Erev Tisha B'Av by zoom up seconds, we don't want you to forget Yitzhar. We want you to be Yitzhar for the Churban. We don't want you to forget Yitzhar right now. So Mela, so you can't be Raya. From the fact that I've been Sarah Meira and it's Simchas Yom Tov, there's no chicken, you know, you ate the chicken, that chicken is mutter Sudan of Sakis. I don't know, you don't want, you should be, have too much time. I'm not finished yet. And you closing your notebook is not going to make it fish any quicker. Anything. Now. So the Rabbiya brought down our Gemara. So Frek the Bach, you have the same kasha, you have the same problem that we have with the Rabbi. What does the Rabbiya want from our Gemara? Yeah? He says, now what's the problem with Basim Aliyah? Simcha. Right? And since no Simcha by Basar Aif, now, where the Rav Yah prove that Basar Maliach is mutter and there's no simcha? He be on two Gemaras. One, Metzari Meira, it says, you're not chayiv Basar Maliach. It's not like Shlomim. It has to be like Shlomim, Sheish Basimcha. Mamshach Basrei. And Mela. So it's just like Rav Avayah, it's just mainly, the Rav Yoh drew a parallel between Ben Sarah Meir and Tisha B'Av. Mamela, the Nafkamina, the Gemina Gavi Oif. The fact of Bach, what do you mean? Our Gemara declared, yeah, what's the din? By Tisha B'Av is Al Simcha, Mamela is telling two and a half days. But by Ben Sarim Meira, it's not Talian Simcha. Ben Sarim Meira is not Talian Simcha. Ben Sarim Meira is Talai in being Mamshach. And even overnight, there's no Ben Sarim Meira. So, Meir, the fact that there's no chicken by Ben Sarim Meira, why is that a raya? Why is that a raya to Tisha B'Av? And we see that Ben Sarim Meira, the Gedarim are different. We see by Metzarim Meira, it's not Talian Simcha, it's not Talian Shlamim. Ben Sarah Myra is telling you what? In the Mamshik, you need Dafka, even a little bit. It's Pag Taime. There's no Ben Sarah Myra. So, Mael, this that we say that by chicken, there's no Ben Sarah Myra. There's no Mitzvah Mar, it's not a raya. That chicken is not Mesamech. Haray, Basar after a day and a half is Mesamech, he ate Simchas Yom Tov. And it's awesome Tisha B'Av. No, so it's Oif. Even though there's no Mitzvah Mar, we see the criteria is more strict than Mitzvah Mar. So what's the raya? It's got to be Tisha B'Av. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.